Yo, hey man, how's it going? Now come here, man. Come here, man. I'm not gonna bite you. Come here. Come on. Come here, man. You're not a cop, are you? No, you didn't look like a cop, man. You know, you look like you're a gamer, aren't you, man? You're a player, aren't you? You're a video gamer. Yeah, I knew it. I could see you guys a mile away. See, listen, man. What are you running? You're running like a 1080 or something, you know, maybe 1080 Ti. You getting what? Maybe 30 frames a second. That's like sandpaper on the eyes, man. Hey, check this out, right? Come here. All right, check it out, dude. Yes, my friend, you have it, got it exactly right. This is a NVIDIA 3070 banned by the state of California. You know why? That's right, for using too much electricity. That's exactly right. You can have one right now. I'll sell it to you right now. I'll give it to you. Oh, you're not. You're not in the mood for buying a video card, are you? That's why you're driving back and forth here across the Best Buy parking lot for the last 45 minutes. Come on, play it. Look at this thing, man. This is 120 frames a second with all the settings on ultra. I'll give it to you for $900. No, I will, man. I'll give it to you right now. Yes, of course it's a 3070. Man, I mean, look at this thing. I know it says 2080 Ti on here. I can't be seen in a parking lot with a 3070. What do you think? I think I'm nuts. Think I started doing this yesterday? Dude, I'm sitting here. Some cop comes along. I'm holding the 3070 Ti in my lap. You out of your mind? Of course, this isn't the actual card. You pay me. Then you head around behind the back of the building there, and my friend brings you the 3070. That way, I'm not taking any money. I just got a card. If somebody pulls up on me and say, hey, man, I just found this sitting on the floor in the parking lot. I got nothing to do with it. It's not my video card. I don't know what it is. So here's the thing, man. $900, I'll give it to you for $800 because you seem like a savvy dude. Just around the corner, we'll pick it up. Nobody has to say anything. Nobody has to know nothing. Everything's cool. Yeah, all right, playa. Yeah, all right. I'll see you. Yeah, my friend back there, just ask for Chet. He'll hand you the card. Just give me the cash and we're good to go. How many times have I said this? The only way to get people to give up on bad ideas like socialism is to give it to them. So I find out today, my friend Stephen Green over at Pajamas Media has an article about how these things are banned in California. No lie. Gamers cannot buy computer game top-level computer game PCs because the newest generation of video cards uses too much electricity. They are banned in California. Now, let's just find out what this really means in terms of total electrical drain on California before we get to the point here. Here's something from the article, and I just love the way my friend Steve writes this stuff. Trying to order one of the banned machines will trigger an alert. Quote, this product cannot be shipped to the states of California, Colorado, Hawaii, Oregon, Vermont, or Washington due to power consumption regulations adopted by these states. Any orders placed that are bound for those states will be canceled. A 2019 report from the California Energy Commission notes that, quote, computer gaming in California consumed 4.1 terawatt hours in the year 2016, unquote. But as Steve points out, that's a fraction of the energy consumed by, say, a typical Google data center. On average, those use about 200 terawatt hours each year. And here's my favorite line, because I love my friend Steve Green. When he's on, he's on. Steve writes, if my math is right, and it is, data centers in California consume roughly 10,000 times more energy than gamers do. That's essentially all the gamers in California. So why am I so happy about this? This is the best news I've heard in a long time. I have been saying, and I wish there was an alternative way to do this, but there isn't. Give it to them. This is what you voted for. This is what you want. This is what you believe. Give it to them. I came to this realization with that analogy. I'm not going to say it again. I've said it 100,000 times. I've told it too many times already. But when you ask young people to give up their cell phones so that you can take that money and distribute it to poor people, all of a sudden they're not socialists anymore. They don't care. Young people don't care if you're banning firearms because they don't have firearms. They don't own firearms. They don't care. Seems like a good idea. Seems safe. But they do own these things. They do own video cards. And when it becomes clear to them that the state has said you cannot buy the thing you need for your entertainment because it draws too much electricity, they're going to look at them with the same look that we look at them when they say, well, you can't have a gun with can't have a rifle with a more than 10 round magazine. So, are you insane? Are you nuts? Good. That's what we want. We want them to say, are you insane? Are you nuts? And if it doesn't get down to this level, then they will never say, are you insane or are you nuts? It is the purpose of modern education to destroy any understanding of the past, any understanding of how this civilization works. You can talk about the First Amendment till you're blue in the face, and then somebody like Mark Dice will go down to the pier on Santa Monica and say something like, hey, do you think we ought to repeal the First Amendment because people are saying hateful things? And probably 8 out of 10 young people say, yeah, I think that's a good idea. They don't get it, and they never will. But they don't care about the First Amendment, but they do care about being able to do what they want to do on the internet all the time. And if you try to tell them they can't say something on the internet or can't go someplace on the internet or can't do something on the internet, now all of a sudden you've got their undivided attention, which is why the idea that California, this is not apparently in the works. Right now, if you order a gaming PC in California, you can't get one. You get a message saying, I'm sorry, this can't be sold to you. It draws too much electricity. The only way we're going to get out of this obsession with things like wind and solar power is when the electricity goes off. Now, that's at least for Californians. Many states and many other people are more sensible than that. They don't have to go that far. Maybe you're one of those people that live in those states. I used to be an American myself. But here in California, people are so enamored with the theory and they've been given this ideology for so long and for so hard that they genuinely believe that we can solve our energy needs by generating electricity that doesn't generate electricity at nighttime or when the wind isn't blowing. And nothing is going to change their minds except for when they sit down to play online and they cannot get into Fortnite because the electricity has gone out. That is the only thing that will get their attention. And you may say, well, you know, geez, things have gotten that bad. They have. But let's not forget, this is a universal procedure, right? One of the truest things ever said is that a conservative is a liberal who's been mugged by reality. Here's your mugging. When I was in college, I was never an anti-American in my life, ever. I was a lot more liberal, but I was never anti-American, always pro-military, pro-business, and so on. But I believed all this stuff when I was a sophomore at the University of Florida, living in the student ghetto. I remember thinking, well, you know, if somebody steals my TV, it's because, you know, I mean, they need it to feed their family, and I'm a white guy, and I can always get another TV, and these poor people, and so on and so forth. And then one night, I'm lying there peacefully dreaming away, and I hear this noise, and I look, and the window in my apartment, my little tiny one room in this ghetto house, was this far away. And I turn and look over here, and I could reach out and touch this guy on the nose. His window was up, and there was a guy halfway through the window. Like I said, I just touched him right on the nose. He sees me wake up. He goes running, and I start thinking to myself, you know, he didn't look like the father of 9 hungry children who was simply coming into my house so that he could find something that he could exchange to feed his family. He looked like a guy who wanted to steal the very little things that I had so he could get a $5 hit of something or other. And this is how wisdom is achieved, especially in a world where we grow further and further and further away from reality on a daily basis. This is one of the best things that could possibly happen to us. And I want more of it. I want more of it, and I want it quickly as possible. I want the people who voted for this stuff to feel the effects of voting for this stuff. That's what I want. This is the world you created, and now you get to live with it. Once people realize that they cannot buy a top-end gaming computer because some Democrats made some idiotic law about saving power when giant companies have powerful lobbies, Google's not going to have to worry about this. You do, the little guy does. That's evidence. That's a receipt. That's an argument. That is something that will get through to people. You can say to them, we think this is insane. Insane. We think if you want to have a 3070 Ti or a 3090 Ti, or if you want to have a 7090 Ti, and if you want to have a video card that consumes 10,000 watts of power on an hourly basis, that's your business. Build more power plants. That's what we've been saying from the beginning. I wish it was different. I wish Santayana wasn't so damn right all the time. I wish more of us could learn the lessons of history so that we don't have to repeat them, but it's just not true. We're not built that way. This doesn't happen. This is why they can say defund the police, because when you live in a community with relatively good police protection, you can say defund the police. It gives you that virtue signaling sense of I'm down with the movement. And so you'll vote to defund the police. And that's what will happen. And you won't vote to refund the police until somebody has taken all of your stuff or somebody is in your bedroom or somebody has assaulted you and you call 911 and the police aren't there because they've been defunded. It's not a pleasant way to learn things. But when you're dumb as a new puppy, the only way to learn things sometimes is if you're a bad dog is to have somebody rub your nose in it.